Blog Talk Radio. This conference is being recorded.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us here on our Mega Prayer Hour. We give God glory, honor, and praises for you this morning. We would like to ask you at this time that if you would just go ahead on and call somebody, text somebody, 3WAM, use your social media, whatever means you have, amen, on this morning. Go ahead on and get them on this call this morning. Amen. Praise God. We're in our Touch and Agree week. Amen. And there's going to be something, amen, said. Amen. Hallelujah. From the Lord that will help them. And we are here opening up the line this morning as well. Amen. So that we can touch and agree with them on our subject of warfare this morning, amen. So if you know someone that's going through a warfare, amen, get them on the line, amen, praise God. Tell them that, amen, Mega Prayer is on this morning. And while you're doing that, amen, praise God, I will be right back, amen, praise God, and we will get started. Amen, praise God. So go ahead on and invite somebody to the line this morning, praise God. And we will be starting shortly. And amen, amen. God bless you. I pray that you have invited others to join us on this morning on our Mega Prayer Hour. Amen, praise God. And we're giving God glory, honor, and praises for you this morning. And each and every one of you that has joined us here on our Mega Prayer Hour, you are tuned in to the Message of Christ Church, where our pastor is none other than Apostle, Evangelist, Pastor, Teacher. Amen. She's walking in all of the fivefold gifts. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sylvia Staples. Amen. Praise God. And we give God glory and honor for her. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for all that he's doing. Amen. In her life. Amen. Praise God. In the life of the Message of Christ Church. Amen. Praise God. God is doing great and mighty things. Amen. Praise God. And he's working behind the scenes. Amen. Praise God. So we thank you so much for joining us this morning. Amen. Praying that, amen, you will not get off this line the same way that you came on. Amen. Praise God. And I just want to give you a few announcements. Amen. Praise God. We invite you to come back every morning at 6 o'clock a.m. Monday through Friday to this very same teleconference line. Amen. Invite someone to come with you. Amen. Share this conference line with others. You may be listening by the way of the internet. Amen. Praise God. But our direct number for this conference line is 641-715-3670. Our access code is 420123#. Amen. So feel free, amen, to pass that number out to your neighbors, amen, your loved ones, your coworkers, amen, wherever, amen, the Spirit is leading you to give that number out to. We give you the free course, amen, to do just that. Amen. Praise God. And also, we're here on Mondays, amen, night at 7 o'clock p.m. for our Miracle Monday Hour. Praise God, where we have powerful women of God going forth on our Miracle Monday Hour. Praise God. So it's at 7 o'clock p.m. Amen. And all of our times is Central Standard Time. Amen. So if you're tuning in from another, amen, time, then just know that our time is Central Standard Time. So we praise God for you also. Sunday morning, we're here at 8 o'clock a.m. for a time in the Word. Amen. A time in the Word while you're preparing to go to your different places of worship. Amen. Praise God. You can start out with the Word. Amen. Praise God. And be empowered excuse me, as you go to your different places of worship. Amen. So we praise God for you. Amen. We invite you to visit our website, messageofchrist.net. Also, SylviaStaplesMinistries.com. We also encourage you to send us your emails at messageofchrist@yahoo.com. Amen. That's messageofchrist@yahoo.com. Also, if you would like to contact our ministry, amen, praise God. Our ministry number is 773-609-2071. Amen. We just encourage you all to just call us and let us know if you're going to be in attendance, amen, of our upcoming prophetic conference. Amen. You can call us and say, I'll be there. That's all we need to know is the number that's going to be in attendance. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that number once again is 773-609-2071. Amen. Give us a call and let us know that you'll be in attendance. Give us a call if you have a prayer request. Amen. Praise God. We will be accepting your prayer request. And I tell you, we will be touching in the wind with you. Amen. We will not be returning the call, but we'll definitely be touching in the wind with you with whatever it is that's concerning you. Amen. Praise God. And we know that God is going to hear and answer the prayers of the righteous. Amen. Praise God. So if you would like to correspond with us by way of mail, our mailing address is Message of Christ Church, Post Office Box 390-762 at Chicago, Illinois, 60639. Amen. Praise God. So we're excited. Amen. We're excited. We're excited. We're excited. Amen. God is doing. Amen. Praise God. Has done, is doing, is going to do. Amen. Great and mighty things. Amen. Praise God. He never fails us. Amen. With our conferences that we attend. Amen. God always shows up. Amen. Praise God. Deliverance, breakthrough, healing always come forth. Amen. So you don't want to miss our conference. And we have a prophetic conference that's coming up this weekend. Amen. Praise God. And that's on Saturday, the 29th. Amen. Praise God. We will be at the New Jehovah Missionary Baptist Church. That's New Jehovah Missionary Baptist Church, where the pastor is Pastor James E. Rogers. Amen. But the Message of Christ Church will be hosting our prophetic conference there on this Saturday. And that address is 1101 South Austin. That's AUSTIN. Austin Boulevard. Amen. And that's in Chicago, Illinois. Amen. Praise God. We'll be there. Amen. Praise God. Starting at 11 o'clock a.m. until 3 o'clock p.m. Amen. Praise God. So please make plans to come. Amen. It's a prophecy that's going to go forth. Amen. Praise God. God is going to, oh my God, move in such a mighty way. Amen. Praise God. On this coming Saturday. Amen. Just like they're packing out the stadium for the Cubs. Amen. We need you to pack out New Jehovah Missionary Baptist Church because God is so much greater. Amen. Than the Cubs. Amen. He's so much greater. Amen. So you want to come. The Cubs is entertainment. Amen. But God is revelation. Amen. Praise God. And he is breakthrough. Amen. He is confirmation. He is just doing so many great and mighty things. Amen. That we don't want to miss. Amen. Praise God. You oftentimes hear me say, Paul Morton song, whatever you're doing in this season, God, don't do it without me. Amen. So we don't want God to do anything without us being in his presence. Amen. Praise God. If you have a word for us, we want to hear what the Spirit is saying. Amen. Praise God for such a time as this. So please mark your calendars, invite others to come with you. Amen. On this coming Saturday, once again, that's at New Jehovah Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. Located at 1101 South Austin. That's AUSTIN. Amen. The time is 11:00 to 3:00. Amen. We want to see your face in the place. Praise God. So we thank God for each and every one of you joining us. Amen. On today. Amen. This morning. Amen. And we're in our touching agree week. Amen. And we will be touching and agreeing. Amen. On warfare this morning. Amen. How many know that we're in a war? Amen. There's a war going on. Amen. Praise God. But we are victorious. Praise God. So if you don't mind just coming with me just for a minute. Amen. As we go before the throne of grace. Amen. As we Hallelujah. Petition God, amen, as we allow the Spirit of the living God to come in on this line this morning and have his way. Amen. Not about us. It's not about me. Hallelujah. Not about Evangelist Betty Howard. Amen. But it's all about God. Amen. I'm just his vessel. Amen. I'm just a servant. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That he's speaking through and using for his glory. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God. Amen. So all minds, amen, turn towards heaven at this time. Most gracious Father, we come before you not in no shape, not in no form, and not in no fashion, God. Not in our own minds, our God, but in your strength, God. We come in before you, God, bowing before you on this morning, God, reverencing you to be our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. Thanking you once again, God, for giving us the activities of our limbs, the breath that we breathe, God, allowing us to come into a new day, God. Hallelujah, my God, to simply give you the glory, the honor, and the praises, God. Hallelujah, to be used by you, God. Hallelujah, our whole purpose, God, is to serve you, God. Hallelujah, and glorify and praise and magnify you, God. So we are coming before you this morning with praises on our lips, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We're coming to you, God, humbling ourselves under your mighty hand this morning, God. Humbling ourselves before you this morning, God. Hallelujah, surrendering our will to you this morning, God. Surrendering our minds, our bodies to you this morning, God. Saying, have your way, God. Use us for your glory, God. Whatever it is, God, that you stand in need for us to do on this day, God. Well, our ears is open to your instructions on today, God. Our ears is glued to your lips this morning, God. Hallelujah. We want to hear what the Spirit is saying to us this morning, God. Hallelujah. Not just be hearers only, God. But, God, we want to do what it is that you're calling us to do, God. We want to be those willing workers, God. We want to be those living epistles, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. We want to spread your glory, God. We want to be your disciples, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. God, we said, have your way, God. Have your way in our lives on this day, God. Have your way on this line this morning, God. Hallelujah. We call forth your healing on today, God. Hallelujah. We call forth breakthrough, God. We call forth deliverance, God. Hallelujah. We call forth, hallelujah, my God, your provision on today, God. Hallelujah. We call for salvation on this line today, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, as we come before you today, God. Hallelujah, whatever you have planned. Hallelujah, whatever you have set forth, God. Whatever your word is saying to us on today, God. We thank you right now that it's going to accomplish that thing, God. Hallelujah, because your word cannot come back to you void, God. Hallelujah. So we thank you, God, for accomplishing, hallelujah, your word accomplishing, God, the things that you have set it out to do this morning, God. And we thank you for it right now, God. We thank you, God, that there will be nothing missing and nothing lacking on this line today. God, we won't leave this line the same way that we came on it, God. Hallelujah. But we'll have new, we'll have revelation, God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we'll know, God, what it is that you have called for us to do, God. We'll know, God, hallelujah, that our weapons that we will use, God, hallelujah, we'll be armed and dangerous on this line. After we leave this line this morning, God, we'll have new armor, God. Hallelujah, my God, we'll have new strength, God. Hallelujah, we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the enemies on today, God. We'll be able to, oh, my God, send those, hallelujah, the enemy's hallelujah assignment, hallelujah, back to him, God. Hallelujah. My God, we thank you, God, that the weapon that he will form will not prosper in our lives. God, we thank you and we praise you this morning, God, for all things great and small that you're doing, God, in our lives, God, in us and through us and with us this morning, God. We thank you, God, that you're, oh, my God, preparing us for the battles, God. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. You're preparing us for the warfare, God, because we know that the battle is not ours, but the battle is yours, God. Hallelujah, God, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah to your name, God, that we're armed and we're dangerous in your word. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, that we will possess, God, the things that you have given us to possess, God. Hallelujah, my God. We will cancel every assignment, God. We will use the authority that you have invested in us on today, God. And we thanking and we praising you and giving you glory and giving you all the honor, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah that you have given us the power to tread on the serpent and the scorpion and all the power of the evil one on today, God. We thank you, God, and we praise you and glorify and magnify you on this day. And we'll forever give you your name, the glory, honor, and praises. And all these blessings we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. So we thank you once again. Amen for joining us this morning. Amen. Praise God. Thank you that we're in our touch and agree week. Amen. And we're touching and agreeing. And God is establishing some things in our lives. Amen. He's empowering us. Amen. With wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for that on today. Amen. Praise God. So I'm just going to come to you for a short time. Amen. Praise God with the word. Amen. Hallelujah. That God has given me. Amen. To give to you. Amen. And then we will be opening up the line. Amen. For prayer. Amen. For those of you that want to touch and agree. Hallelujah. On the warfare. Amen, that you are experiencing in your life. Amen, praise God. So we'll be praying on the warfare, amen, the enemy. Amen, the warfare of the mind this morning. Amen. How many know that the enemy is after the minds of the believers? Amen. He's after our minds. He's after our thoughts. Amen. He's after any and everything, amen, that concerns us. Amen. He's here to try. Amen. He comes in. Amen. To kill, steal, and to destroy. Amen. Praise God. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that more abundantly. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to come, amen, this morning. Amen. Just shortly. Amen. I just want to read to you a couple of scriptures. Amen. Praise God. And to give us, amen, a courage, amen, and to encourage us this morning. Amen. To know that, amen, hallelujah, we are armed and dangerous. Amen. So I want to come to you first on Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Amen. And it's a familiar scripture. Amen. And we're also familiar, amen, with the word of God. But sometimes we get too familiar. Amen. We're familiar with quoting it. Amen. We can quote it backwards and forwards and up and down. Amen. And we can quote it at the drop of a dime. Amen. But how many know that the power is not in the quoting? Amen. But the power is in the doing. Amen. Power. Hallelujah. To your name, God. Being able to do what the word of God is telling us to do. Amen. So 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, amen. Hallelujah. I believe I'll just read the 3rd verse, amen, 3rd through the 5th verse, amen. It says, for though we walk in this flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Amen. Praise God. And Paul is letting us to know that we not, oh, my God, hallelujah, we can't give into this flesh because no good thing dwells in our flesh. But he gives us the instructions on how we can fight the battle, fight the enemy. Amen. He said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Amen. Praise God. They are not fleshly. They are not as the world fight. Amen. We don't fight like the world fight. Amen. And we look around us, amen, the world fights with guns and knives and even with the tongue. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see that in the election. Amen. How one is trying to, you know, put the other one down. Amen. But that's not our weapon. Amen. Praise God. Our weapon is not carnal, but it's mighty through God. Amen. Of pulling down strongholds. Hallelujah. Pulling down a stronghold. Amen. And so when we, hallelujah, when the enemy comes, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to know, amen, what our weapon is and how to use our weapon. Amen. Praise God. Because he's going to put thoughts in our minds and this flesh want to get. Hallelujah, want to get revenge, amen, and want to do it its way, amen. But the 5th verse said, casting down those imaginations. And so that's what we're talking about this morning, the warfare of the mind, amen, the mind, amen. The enemy is after the mind. And our word tells us today to cast down those imaginations, the things that the enemy is bringing to our mind, what to do, what to say, amen, making things seem like, amen, praise God, they're one way and they're not. Amen. Praise God. So we have to cast down those imaginations. Amen. Those things that the enemy is putting in our mind, that our flesh is telling us to do and what to say and how to do it. Amen. Praise God. And we want to bring those things. Amen. Because those imaginations is exalting itself. Amen. We want to cast down the imagination and every high thing. Amen. Every powerful thing. Amen. The enemy, hallelujah, pride comes before destruction. Amen. Praise God. And so anything, the high thing that is exalting itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity. Amen. And we know that the knowledge of God is, hallelujah, my God. When we know what God is saying, the knowledge of God is His Word. Amen. And we know what the Word of God is saying. And we have knowledge of who God is. Hallelujah. What God can do. Hallelujah. Then we can listen to the enemy. What we can do. Amen. The Word of God lets us to know that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Amen. So when the enemy come in and tell us that what we can't do, amen, praise God, hallelujah, we can say what we can do, amen, because we are, hallelujah, a child of God, amen, and we have a relationship with God, and we are walking in the knowledge of God, and we know what God said that we can do, amen. And so we have to bring those thoughts into captivity, amen, into the obedience of Christ, amen. So we have to make sure that we're being a doer, amen. So when these thoughts come in our mind, amen, when the enemy come in, amen, like a flood, when the enemy come in, the Word of God says, like a flood, He will lift up a standard for us. Amen. Praise God. So when the enemy come in, amen, and he wants to attack our mind, our body, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name. I'm trying to put a quart into a pint this morning because I just feel this thing just bubbling up in my spirit this morning because I know that the enemy is he's the enemy of the mind. Amen. Praise God. And that's where he attacks is our mind, because if he could get our mind, amen, then he got our bodies. Amen. He got everything that's connected to it. Amen. But this morning, amen, we want to know that our warfare, the warfare of our mind, our weapons, amen, the weapons that we use, amen, when the enemy comes into our minds to give us all these different thoughts and what we should do and shouldn't do and what we should say and what we shouldn't say. Amen. Praise God. We know that God, hallelujah, hallelujah, is going to lift up a standard for us. Amen. He's going to come right in the nick of time. He's going to come in. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like on the day of Pentecost, like that rushing mighty wind. He's going to come into our minds because he said if you keep your mind stayed on him, he'll keep you in perfect peace. Amen. And so 2 Timothy, amen, 1:7 said, but God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Amen. And so these are the things that the enemy tried to come and attack us with. Amen. Fear and doubt and unbelief. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God in his word says that, hallelujah, his son Jesus said that by his stripes we are healed. Amen. So when the enemy come in and attack our bodies, amen, praise God, with all manner of sicknesses and diseases, amen, we know that we can stand on the Word of God. And the Word of God said, hallelujah, we don't have to fear what the man can do, amen, hallelujah, to our bodies, amen, or what the enemy can do to our bodies, amen, because we know that God, hallelujah, is a healer, amen, praise God. He heals all manner of sicknesses and diseases. Amen. Praise God. We know that many are the afflictions of the righteous. Amen. But God said he'll deliver us out of them all. Amen. He said if we suffer with him, we can't reign with him. Amen. So we have to know this word. Amen. David said, the word have I hid in my heart. Amen. So that I won't sin against God. Amen. Praise God. So we have to know that fear, amen, is sin. Doubt is sin. Unbelief is sin. Amen. So he's not giving us, amen, the spirit of fear. His word says that he's given us the power, amen, hallelujah. He's given us love, amen, and love casts out all fear, amen, hallelujah. He's given us the power, amen, to cast out that fear. He's given us a sound mind, amen. And in Isaiah, amen, 26:3 says that God would keep him in perfect peace. Perfect peace, just think of peace, that perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Amen. So when we trust God, amen, with everything that's going on around us, amen, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the enemy is saying, amen, no matter what our situations and our circumstances look like, amen, but when we trust God, amen, and we keep our mind stayed on him, amen, God said, I will keep you in perfect peace. I will keep you in that perfect peace. And that's that peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. He is Jehovah Shalom. Amen. The God of peace. Amen. So we have to keep our mind stayed on him. Amen. Praise God. So that he can keep us in that perfect peace. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So I'm excited. Amen. On this morning. Amen. Amen. I looked up the word mind. Amen. Praise God. And the mind is the element or the part of a person that thinks, that reasons, and remembers to be aware of the desires and the imagine and the imagination. Amen. And so those are the things that the enemy is attacking. Amen. Praise God. Look around you. Look at the world that we live in. Amen. The enemy is attacking the minds of the people in such a awesome way. Amen. An awful, should I say, an awful way. Amen. Praise God. Look at the presidential. Oh my God. It's just ridiculous. You know, never seen it like this before ever in life. Amen. It's just ridiculous. Amen. Because the enemy has the mind of the people. Amen. And so we're living in a world that the enemy is taking control of the minds of the people. Amen. But we as the people of God, amen, God is saying to us this morning, amen, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let this mind, Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Amen. And so we want to make sure that we keep our mind stayed on God. Amen. So the enemy can't come in, because whenever he come in and say what we are, we'll say that's what we're not. When he said we can't, we'll say that we can. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So I'm going to open up his mind at this time. Amen. Praise God. And I want you to come on. Amen. I want to touch and agree with you on this morning. Amen. Because God has some great and some mighty things in store for us. Amen. But we have to get our mind, amen, in the right place. Amen. We have to get in position. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, we have to get in position. Amen. To be able to conquer. Hallelujah. My God. And to defeat. Amen. The enemy. Amen. Praise God. So at this time, amen. Praise God. I'm gonna ask that you just star six. Amen. Star six and come on. Amen. Praise God. And whatever. And we remember, we're just praying for warfare this morning. Amen. We're praying, amen, for the minds of the people this morning. We're praying that God can take complete control of our minds and that we be in perfect peace. Amen. That he keeps us in perfect peace. Amen. Praise God. So you can start this now. Amen. And come in. Amen. Praise God. And I'll be more than happy, amen, to touch and agree with you at this time. Praise God.
Hello.
Amen. God bless you.
Bless you too, woman of God. I've just been going through some things. I work through agencies. I'm a caregiver, and I also take care of my brother. He's a veteran. Yeah. And I work, he goes to daycare during the day. I care for him during the evening. Yeah. And I'm just having a problem with it's one of the nurses at the VA is refusing to put my hours back in. And it's been going on for such a long time. It's something simple and easy, but this lady, she's just really, really giving me a hard time about giving me my hours back. And I don't know why this lady is doing this. And she had me to take my brother back to the VA to have him checked to make sure that he needs the hours. And he's disabled, and he has a schizophrenic bipolar situation. And she's just refusing to give me my hours back, you know, as a caregiver. I'm having such a hard time. And everybody they don't know why she won't put the hours through, you know, the other nurses and the social workers. I don't know what's going on with this lady, but she's really giving me a hard time. And also, while my brother's at daycare, I work for 4 hours, Monday through Thursday. And this supervisor, she refused to give me any more hours. I only work 16 hours. They won't give me no hours, so I went over here to another supervisor. And so they said they're going to give me something, but it's just, amen, this lady, my supervisor, well, she won't give me. It's just, this is really messing with my mind.
Right. Mm-hmm. Woman of God, you're in a warfare, amen, and we're going to pray against the enemy, amen, praise God, hallelujah. See, the thief comes, but to kill, steal, and to destroy. Amen,
yes.
Praise God. But we're not, hallelujah. See, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So we're not going to fight this battle as they do in the world. Amen. So we're going to fight this battle with faith, with prayer. Hallelujah, my God, my God. See, we got to use the weapons, the power that God has invested in us. Amen.
Yes.
And so death and life lies in the power of our tongue. And the word of
yes.
God says, hallelujah, and those who love it will eat the fruit of it. Amen. And so when
yes.
we speak life into our situations and our circumstances, amen, we don't fight. We don't even go to the people. We take it to God. Hallelujah, because, see, God is our vindicator. He said he will fight our battles. Amen. So we're fighting, hallelujah. So we're taking this to the Lord, not to the bosses, not to the people. Amen. Because we're wrestling not against flesh and blood. Hallelujah, but spiritual wickedness in high places. And so God is saying to us on this line this morning, amen, don't fight it naturally. Don't fight it carnally. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fight as the world fights. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But fight, hallelujah, in the spirit. Amen. Praise God. Our word just told us, amen, praise God, that, hallelujah, our weapons are not carnal, but they mighty through God are pulling down those strongholds. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. So, hallelujah, God has the last say so and what's going on in our lives. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
He, hallelujah, he promotes and he tears down. Amen. Praise God. He's the one that gives the increase. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to depend on God, not man. Amen. Not man. Amen. Because God
Amen.
Has the last say so. He is Jehovah Jireh.
Yes. Yes.
He is our provider. Amen. So we're just touching and agreeing with you on this morning, amen, that you're going to take this thing, amen, to God, and you're going to leave it there. And you're going to cast down those imaginations and every happening that's exalting itself against the knowledge of God. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. So when we're not, hallelujah, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we're walking by faith and not by sight, no matter what it looks like. Hallelujah
mm-hmm.
to your name, God. No matter what it looks like on either one of those jobs, no matter what it looks like with your brother, no matter what it looks like with them hours, hallelujah, God will give the increase. Hallelujah, because, see, God is our source and our resource. Hallelujah to your name, God. So we have to look to God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our faith has to be towards God, not towards man. Amen. Because man is subject to fail, but there is no failure in God. Amen. So right now, we're just going to pray a spirit, amen, hallelujah, of faith and agreement, hallelujah, and that you're going to walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. You're going to begin to cast down every imagination and everything that's exalting itself against the knowledge of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So praise God. Father, we thank you for our daughter right now, God. We ask him right now, God, that you turn her heart towards you, God, not towards man, God. Help us to look to the hills from which cometh her help. All of our help is going to come from you, God. Hallelujah, my God. And we thanking you right now, God, that you are fighting the battle. The battle is not ours, but the battle is yours, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. You told us to stand still and know that you are God. Stand still and watch your salvation, God. Stand still and let you be God in our lives. So we thank you right now, God, that you're going to turn it around, God, according to her faith. Be it unto her right now, God. So right now, God, she's going to begin to walk by faith and not by sight. She's not going to look at what it looked like. Hallelujah. But she's going to know what your word says, God. She's going to walk in your word and in your power, God. Hallelujah. She's going to be strong in you in the power of your might. Hallelujah. You're going to do it, God. Hallelujah. Help us to know that you're going to do it, God. That, hallelujah, while she's trying to figure it out, God, that you've already worked it out and it's already done. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we give you glory, honor, and praises. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
God bless you, man of God. We look forward to hearing your good report. Amen. Praise God, because you let go and you let God. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Do we have another on the line? Amen. That want to just touch and agree. Amen. Concerning the warfare that's going on, amen, in your life, amen, the warfare that's going on in your mind, amen, because that's one of those things, amen, that the enemy tries to do, to try to plant things in your mind, amen, and that's what he starts with, is it is with the mind, amen, praise God. God bless you, woman of God. Do we have another? Amen,
praise
amen.
This is Sister Lalonda.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. God bless you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I just need your prayer because as I've been praying for my son to return, well, at least let me back in his life, God has made that opportunity available. So now the thing is me actually having accessible care for him as far as him in a wheelchair, and I'm just believing he's going to walk up my three flights. But at the moment, he's ready to come back into my household. So I know that because God is an awesome God, and he just strategically planned things. But the only thing now is me not toiling to make things happen, like as far as market rent is high, and I have five children. So if we have to live in one bedroom, I will, but I know that God will provide whatever it is it is. So just praying that I don't do more or go before him in this time to get the things that I desire as far as my child, you know, finally understanding who I am, understanding that all his strength is in God. He started going back to church. He took a leave from school, you know, just realizing that how prideful he was about the help he didn't need. So he's kind of in a space where he's trusting. And I don't, for myself, I don't want to, you know, fear him wrong or let him down. So I just need prayer for that.
Amen. Praise God. Well, God bless you, woman of God. Amen. God, you see and you know, God. We thank you right now, God, that you're working it out, God. We thank you that you're taking control of the, hallelujah, of the woman of God's son's mind, God. We thank you, God, that you have turned his mind back to you, God. And we give you glory and honor and praises for that right now, God. That alone is a miracle, God. That alone is worthy, God. Hallelujah. So, oh, my God, it's so awesome. Amen. Praise God. And what you're doing in her son's life and in her life, God. So we thank you right now, God, that you're controlling her mind, God. Hallelujah. Because we know that the enemy is trying to get into the minds and the hearts of the people, God. But right now, we thank you, God, that this battle is not hers. It's not her son's, but it all belongs to you. And we thank you right now, God, that you're ordering her steps, God. Order this woman of God's steps. You said the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord, and you delighted in their ways, God. So we know that you're delighting in her ways, God, because you're granting her the desires of her heart, God. So we thanking and praising you right now, God, that as you turn this situation around, God, that we know that you are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. God, we know that you make ways out of no ways, God. So we thanking you right now in advance, God, because we know that it's already done, God. We know that it's already done, God. We thank you, God, that the doors are sitting open. Hallelujah. It's opened on her behalf already. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now, God, that she's walking by faith and not by sight. God, she's not leaning to her own understanding, God, but she's acknowledging you in all of her ways, God. And we thank you that you're already directing her path, God, that you have already placed in motion, God, the things that she needs, because you are our supplier of all of our needs, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. You told us to take no thought for tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to take care of itself. So, God, on this day, God, we thank you right now, God, that her mind is stayed on you, God, and that you're keeping her in that perfect peace, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thanking you right now, God, that her son's mind is being transformed. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, that he has come back to his senses, God. He has been like the prodigal son, God. He has returned back to you, God. And we thank you that because he has returned back to you, God, you will no wise cast him aside, God. But you will give him the vision and the provision that he needs, God. You will make a way, God. Hallelujah, my God. You're going to make a way out of no way. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you right now, God, that you're providing every need, God. Hallelujah, that you are sustaining, God. Hallelujah to your name, God, that you are manifesting right now, God, because we believe your report, God. We believe your report, God. We are speaking life, God, and we're eating the fruit thereof, God. Hallelujah, my God, we're speaking life on this morning, God. Hallelujah, life into her situation and her circumstances, God. Hallelujah, and we thank you right now, God, that it's going to bear fruit, God. Hallelujah, my God, it's going to be added on to the testimony, God. This is just a testimony for, oh, my God, for your goodness, God. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. And we thank you right now, God. We thank you that you're doing it, God. We thank you that it's already done, God. We thank you for manifestation this morning, God. Hallelujah. Manifest, God. Make your deeds known unto man, God. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Oh, my God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, that you're strengthening her in her mind, God. We thank you for the strength that you're giving her right now, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. It's all for your glory, God. It's all for your glory, God. It's all for your glory, God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, we thank you, God. The count that the assignment of the enemy has been canceled. Hallelujah, my God. It has been canceled. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. The weapon that formed has not prospered and will not prosper, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Your peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We forever give you the glory, the honor, and all the praise belong to you. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. We thank you that it's already done. It's already done, woman of God. It's already done. Hallelujah. I just hear in my spirit, it's already done. Ah, my. Hallelujah. It's already done. Walk by faith and not by sight. Ah, my. Trust and believe in him. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. He is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should have to repent. Hallelujah. If his word said it, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah to your name.
Hallelujah.
And he said in his word that he never seen the righteous forsaken. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So he won't forsake you. He'll never leave you.
Hallelujah
to your name, God.
Thank you,
Lord, we give him glory this morning. We give him glory, honor, and praises this morning for all the great and the mighty things that he is doing in our lives. Hallelujah. It's already done. Ah, my. It's already done. Hallelujah to your name, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah to your name, God.
Hallelujah, yes.
Hallelujah. I bless you, woman of God. Walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. Ah, my. Hallelujah. He is a deliverer. He's going to deliver you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so we bless the Lord this morning. We just bless him with all that is within us. We bless his holy name. Amen. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Can't nobody. Nobody do us like the Lord can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh, our souls, and all that is within us. We bless his holy name. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do we have another on the line this morning? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
God bless you, mighty woman of God. You've been, I tell you, I've heard you twice this week. So I just know God has a double blessing for you, Evangelist Howard. Because I
God
tell you, you really have been at Aaron with Apostle Prophet Staples, Pastor Staples, praise God. And I feel so bad because I really wanted to be with y'all on this past Sunday. I just didn't get a chance to try to make that arrangement. But I believe in God, you know, to help, to bless me and start being more supportive with the ministry, as far as going. Praise God. I would like to be that her to help lift her up. Praise God.
Yeah.
And I want to say God bless everyone that's on the line as well. And I'm desiring prayer for divine healing in my body. Don't really know what's going on. You know, it's bad when you go to doctors and they don't seem to know anything, but you try to tell them, well, this is happening, you know, I'm hearing this, but always in your mind, the devil is a lie. But praise God, I still believe God for divine healing. My life for you,
yes.
You to touch, you all, you to touch and agree with me for that. And also,
yes.
Getting a little discouraged because a lot of things that I've been doing as far as trying to find new housing, I guess it wasn't God's will because I really was looking forward to trying to get this property, well, not too far from here, but somebody else beat me to the punch for that and some other things. But praise God, I know what God has for me. It is for me. I'm just really looking forward to, you know, moving me and my daughter, getting back, you know, into our own. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for you, woman of God. Amen. And we know that God is a healer. Amen. Praise God. We know that he's healing all manner of sicknesses and diseases.